Facebook shakes things up in Silicon Valley.
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And the big surprise announcement from Facebook was not a new mobile device, as some people thought. It was the fact that the social media giant is getting into search. Facebook's new product is called Graph Search. And as Marketplace's Quina Kim reports from Silicon Valley, it certainly got the attention of Facebook's rivals.
Graph Search combs through data your friends give Facebook. It doesn't search the web like Google. CEO Mark Zuckerberg explained how he and his wife Priscilla like to try new restaurants. But instead of doing a web search through Google, he asked Facebook.
I put in this query, looking for restaurants nearby that my friends have been to. You can see right here which friends have been to each of the restaurants and which ones have liked it.
Facebook is betting its users will prefer those answers over suggestions by random people on Yelp. Brian Blaw is an analyst at Gartner.
Having results from your close circle of friends is going to mean something for you.
And if it means a lot to you, it'll mean a lot to advertisers. Graph Search is still in the testing stage and will only be available to a few thousand users. And Blaw says it only goes so far.
The next pocket knife that you want to buy, you know, your friends may not have bought any of those things.
And so those random suggestions on Amazon and Google aren't going away anytime soon. In Silicon Valley, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.
Coming up, I'll speak with the governor of California, Jerry Brown. But first, let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in global trading this morning, down more than 2% in Tokyo, 0.5% lower right now in London. Japan's two biggest airlines have grounded their entire fleets of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner after yet another incident. The Dreamliner was forced to make an emergency landing in Japan due to battery problems and a burning smell in the cockpit. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 27 points to close at 13,534.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
For years, California has had a hard time keeping its budget in balance. In 2009, for example, the nation's largest state faced a $42 billion budget deficit. But last week, the state's Democratic governor, Jerry Brown, announced that the budget deficit was finally gone. His new budget proposal actually includes a surplus. Joining us now from San Jose is Governor Jerry Brown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so how did you do this? How did you manage to propose a balanced budget after such huge deficits?
We had to make very painful cuts across a wide swath of government activity, education, social services, prisons, you name it, we did it. I also asked for Republican support to put a tax measure on the ballot. I could not even get one vote. I needed four. So I had to go to the initiative, which in California is a system where with 800,000 signatures, one can put a constitutional measure before the people to be voted on. And that's exactly what happened. That was Proposition 30. It passed overwhelmingly by more than 55% of the vote. And that will then inject billions of dollars into our budget so that now we have cut $3, but we've also raised $1 from taxation.
So do you think that 3-to-1 balance is the right balance, that it should be $3 cut for every dollar of increased taxes?
No, I wouldn't necessarily recommend that. Look, there's kind of a meme going around Washington and the country that when government does something, it's bad. Government invests in the National Science Foundation, invests in our military, invests in medical research, in Amtrak. There's a lot of good things that are going on. So it's about spending money wisely for those things that are important and vital to our common welfare.
Well, you've also got to make difficult decisions, and I'm sure that you did as you went through the budget and decided what to cut. What was the single hardest thing to cut as you looked over the California budget?
Well, I don't even like to repeat it, but we reduced the pensions of the elderly. We cut 25% from the university. We eliminated entirely the state redevelopment program for economic development, and on and on. It was brutal, but we've come through it. And luckily, California is a state that invests more than any other state in its education, its health care, and another thing. So we start from a very rich base, but we did cut it back, and we did win the respect of the people, and $7 or $8 billion this year, and a similar amount over the next several years.
Now, obviously, the downside to having to raise taxes on the wealthy is that you could end up driving some people from Beverly Hills or San Francisco out of the state. Are you worried about that?
No, I'm not worried about that. There are studies that show that divorce sends more people out of California than raising the taxes. Hmm. The taxes in New Jersey, home of Mr. Christie, were raised, but people didn't move over to New York or move to Connecticut. So there will be some leave. People come, people go. Silicon Valley is the most powerful engine of creativity in the world. If people want to be part of that, they stay here.
It's funny that you say Silicon Valley and not Hollywood.
Well, Hollywood is also center, but the other states give lavish subsidies to get people to make movies. And we do that to a degree, but we're not going to have a race to the bottom where the state is supposed to pay for every private sector job that we want to attract. That is a losing strategy that I would hope other states would get off.
Governor Jerry Brown of California, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And you can hear much more of our interview, including Governor Brown's thoughts on how well California is doing in its unofficial economic competition with Texas. That's all at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.